Manchester City are still alive here. Balotelli, Aguero!
Here goes Ronaldo!
Cross, and Dempsey's denied again! And Donovan has scored! Oh, can you believe this?
Surging forward with real menace here. Brilliant from Messi. Oh, what a goal that is!
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is Soccer Matters. Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. Here's Glenn Davis.
All right, here we go. 713-780-3776 is the number to call in here tonight. Fresh on the heels of AJ and Fred and the Blitz. This first portion of the show is going to be brought to you by Manchester United and Manchester City. Yes, it's been a huge sports year in Houston. It's about to get bigger. Two of the biggest, most successful teams in the world. Yeah, they're coming right here to Houston on July 20th at Energy Stadium. 8:30 is the matchup. It's the Manchester Derby, first time ever held out of Manchester, England. Two of the biggest rivals in all of sports. And in light of the recent tragedy in Manchester, a portion of all the ticket sales, this is a nice thing that's being done, will be donated to the victims and their families. Get your tickets at internationalchampionscup.com. And I've got a little bit of news that Manchester United has spent £35 million for Benfica defender. He's a Swede, Victor Lindelhoff. He's only 22 years of age, so he's one of the new signings that's likely going to be here in Houston. As always, Fanatics, thank you for tuning in tonight. This one's going to live up to it. We have a great set of interviews on the show tonight as well. It's also going to be buoyed by your phone calls. So I want to take your phone calls on Mexico and the United States. What you thought about the match down there? What you thought about Bruce Arena? How do you like Michael Bradley now, for you Michael Bradley detractors? Also, there's a prevailing thought that, without a doubt, Bruce Arena winning the tactical battle against Juan Carlos Osorio. But there are others that are saying that, you know, Mexico was focused on the Confederations Cup. Are you buying that? 713-780-3776. I don't think there's any question. The United States in this one, there was more at stake for the U.S. than Mexico. Mexico is basically cruising to the World Cup. Also, Naib Moran will join us from ESPN. He's going to call us from Mexico City tonight. Tom Marshall is in Kazan, Russia. He will be calling in tonight. So we're going right to Russia tonight. And Kubo Torres of the Houston Dynamo. There's been a little bit of confusion on his lack of selection to the Mexican national team for the Gold Cup roster. Now, they've picked 23 players. There were forwards put on that team, Elias Hernandez, Martin Barragan, Alan Pulido, who we all know from Chivas, who scored two goals in the finals, Angel Sepulveda. These are four strikers that have been added. My understanding is Kubo, according to one of the coaching staff in a press conference, is going to be added by the 27th. So it's an interesting way the Gold Cup works. There's an initial roster of 40 you can pull from. That then gets brought down to 23, but you have until June 27th to finalize that roster. And then once you get into the tournament, and after the final group stage game, you are allowed to make six changes in the Gold Cup. 24 hours after the last game, you can make six changes. So it's a little bit confusing. So, you know, many of the headlines, including myself, Kubo's not in. So we have to get this all figured out. So now I'm hearing that Kubo is going to be available. 713-780-3776. Chicharito Hernandez was pretty much snuffed out. Michael Bradley's goal, a goal of brilliance. Jeff Cameron, I thought, was absolutely outstanding. Imagine if Jeff Cameron was not moved around positionally so much in his career, and he had another 80-plus games at center back under his belt. He would potentially, I believe, have the likes of top Premier League teams wanting his services. The Arsenals or the Chelseas or the Liverpools or the Manchester Uniteds or Manchester Cities. Think about that. Versatility has been a plus for Jeff Cameron, but in some ways, it has also defined him a little bit. So Jeff Cameron, outstanding match today. Andre Yedlin, who was your man of the match for the United States? Carlos Vela scoring a great goal on the counterattack. We'll talk about that as well. That is not solely on DeMarcus Beasley. For those who say that, you're way, way, way off base. 713-780-3776 tonight. We'll also have Kellen Acosta. It's going to be a nice interview. This is a very, very interesting 21-year-old young man who's playing in midfield now for the United States. Many people are already moving him in there over Jermaine Jones. He certainly is the future. And I'll tell you why. In this interview tonight, and he's been on this show before, you're going to understand why he is the future. He is mature beyond his years. He is incredibly humble. He's trying to improve at all times. And for sure, he's a kid that listens, and he will talk about listening. He's also going to tell you what Michael Bradley told him from a mentorship piece at Azteca Stadium. Let's go to the phone lines. We'll start it off tonight with America. America, what's on your mind tonight? America, are you there, buddy? Okay, we'll get America here in a second. We're trying to get America. We got the phone boards lighting up here. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number here tonight to call in. Talking Michael Bradley. America, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, how are y'all doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
I was actually at the game. My parents and I had a vacation plan to Mexico. And not just Mexico City. We came to a couple other states. And we were able to go to the game, and it was a great experience. It was I'd never been to see a Mexico game in Estadio Azteca, so that was very exciting. I've been to Estadio Azteca before because I'm a Club America supporter. That's my home stadium, but never for a Mexican national team. So that was very exciting. I'm also part of Pancho Villa's Army Houston.
I've heard of you guys. Also, I've heard of that group. It's a great group. I heard of it.
Yeah, it's really fun. We have a lot of exciting things in store for this summer for Gold Cup, Confederation Cup, and the Mexico-Ghana game. We're really excited for that. We also had a dinner with Luis Roberto Alves Sague, who is a Mexico legend, a Club America legend. So I was very excited to meet the top goal scorer of my team, which was an amazing experience. He's super humble.
Zaguinho is one of the most humble men I've met. I interviewed him many years ago, but Zaguinho is just a wonderful guy.
He really is. He's such a class act. He's so nice. He's very humble. And it's hard to find that nowadays because I've met a few analysts now, and they just kind of think that they're like way in over their head. So I'm definitely glad that he's like that. He's exactly the way that I imagined him. So that was really exciting. And a lot of battalions from Pancho Villa's army were in Mexico as well. Dallas was there, Austin, El Paso, Reno, New York, L.A., San Diego. You know, there was just a lot of people.
I'm feeling like I missed out on it. It sounded awesome. Now, somebody from your group, remember who it was, once invited me to one of your events, and I really would love to come sometime.
They're really good. I did see, like, we do have a Twitter account. It's PVAHTX, and that is where we post all of our events. We also have a Facebook page, and we link stuff from there as well. So it's really exciting. It's really a great way for Mexican Americans to unite and watch games together. We watch our games at Diablo Loco, Richmond, and Fountain View, so that's a really good area. You know, it's pretty easy for everybody to get there. And we're just really excited for the summer that we have upcoming.
Well, America, do me a big favor, and thank you for calling in. I think you've called in before. I recognize your name. Let me know when the next big event is. I'd love to come out because I want to mix with all those good football fans.
Will do.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for the call. How about that? America was at the game. Nothing better than that. Let's go to Scott. Scott, you're up, Scott. What's on your mind?
How's it going, man?
Very good, Scott. How are you?
Great show as usual. So, Jeff Cameron, I really feel like if he would have just been in that position, he could be playing at the likes of, you know, one of the bigger clubs in Europe. Yeah, an outstanding game. Bruce Arena, tactically, outstanding game. I actually didn't expect to see that. And I think we just outplayed Mexico. And for Mexico and Mexico fans to say, oh, it didn't matter. We're focusing on the Confederations Cup. Don't tell me that. you know, we're the enemy to the North, always have been, always will be. It's an important game to everyone on the field, and you want to play your best, and it's one of the most watched games that Mexico or U.S. fans are going to see. I thought it was a great game. I think we should have had it, to be honest with you, but well played to Mexico as well.
Listen, it's a rivalry that nobody's going to forget, that each needs each other. The United States needs Mexico. Mexico needs the United States. This is an amazing cash machine for Mexico, who plays all their games here in the United States outside of the critical ones like that. So it's a great relationship between the two countries. And you know what? Here's to seeing more Mexico-U.S. matches, because they're spectacular. Sometimes there's a little more at stake in some than others. But the bottom line is, it's a must-watch. There's no doubt about it.
It's always an event.
Yep. Appreciate your phone call. Thank you very much. All right, Scott Wayne in there on Jeff Cameron. Yeah, think about Cameron. Now, when Bruce Arena puts three center backs in there, it's ultra critical that he puts Cameron in the middle. And you know why Bruce Arena put Jeff Cameron in the middle? Because Omar Gonzalez, Tim Ream can't move laterally like Cameron. So that's why Cameron was in the middle of that three. And if he's not in the middle of that three, you probably don't draw that game. I'm going to be dead honest there. The amount of times that Jeff Cameron cut out critical crosses, made big tackles, positionally perfect when it came to covering Ream and Gonzalez and everything to his right and left. So it was wonderful. DeAndre Yedlin and DeMarcus Beasley had the difficult job of controlling the wide areas. I thought they did a great job. I love Chicharito. On this night, I didn't. I think he got snuffed out by the three center backs. It's not his game coming back to the ball. Bradley picked off his pass and hit that remarkable goal, and we can't talk enough about Michael Bradley. But Chicharito had two dives that were just – one was like Sergio Ramos-type stuff. It was embarrassing, to be honest with you. I don't know what you think. If anybody wants to weigh in on Chicharito and his game right now, we can do that. Let's go to Bilal real quick. Bilal, what's on your mind?
Hey, Glenn, love the show.
Thank you, Bilal. What's up?
I would say that Michael Bradley was the player who was the man of the match. I think the fact that it shows the importance of putting your head up and actually looking in front of you and seeing where the keeper is and where the defenders are. I'd argue that maybe a younger player with less experience would have tried to take on the defenders and sort of score from within the box.
Incredible piece of awareness. Michael Bradley has that ability to make big plays. By the way, I think he scored five times now against Mexico. That's something to say, right? You end your career and you say he scored five goals against Mexico. But he jumps in on this tackle. I think he's a great reader of the game. I think the definition of his role now under Bruce Arena is huge. Bruce Arena back in the day brought him into a national team camp at 16. Of course, we know Bruce is tied in with Michael's father, Bob Bradley, who coached the U.S., and I think that has sometimes not played in fairness to Michael Bradley, because people believe there was a level of nepotism. There's no nepotism. This kid's good enough. He has been. There have been times where he has struggled a little bit. I think that's more under the Klinsmann era, but I think it's the fact that he's got a defined role. And I think the other thing is when you have a Clint Dempsey and you have or Jermaine Jones, who Clint on one hand, you know, you generally have to defend with nine when you have Clint there. And then the other part of it is Jermaine's a bit of a roamer and a hunter of the ball. And, you know, I'm not the first guy saying this, that can be problematic for somebody playing next to somebody. So I think it was pretty clean and pretty clear with Kellen Acosta next to him. Acosta of FC Dallas is going to be on this show tonight. He's a great young talent at 21. And I think right now for U.S. soccer, you got to be excited, because the under-20 national team has a ton of players. They're getting minutes in MLS. They're getting minutes in places in tougher environments in Europe. The under-17s are good as well. I think in the next 10 years, the next 5, and then the next 10, there's going to be some spectacular players coming through for the United States, and it may be some of the best times of our lives when it comes to the U.S. national team.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. I think the next 10 years of U.S. soccer are going to be the best ever, and I think they're going to challenge for a World Cup. Maybe not this one coming up, but 2020, definitely. I think with the youth coming in, especially these younger players. But speaking of younger players, I had a question regarding Mbappe versus Martial. the last game they played versus England, it was Mbappe that played and started, and Martial was left out of the squad. Is he being left out because of the talent pool is a lot better, or is he just not as good as what was?
Martial?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just, he's younger now. There's a few people in the pecking order in front of him. There's some saying on another note that Marcus Rashford's going to be the number one striker at Manchester United. That's pretty interesting. I just think he's doing his time. I think that, gaining experience, earning your right to start for the English national team, that's sort of a rite of passage. I don't know when he's going to get his shot. Mbappe, on the other hand, these are two managers doing what they want with young players right now and giving them opportunity when they think it's right. Too early to tell.
It really is.
Yeah, too early to tell. Anything else, Bilal?
I love the show, and Soccer Matters as always.
Ah, buddy, Soccer Matters. I appreciate that. Yeah, when you call in, you can go Soccer Matters like Bilal did. That's very cool. 713-780. We'll continue to take calls. Vincent is going to be up next when we come back off the break here. Quick word here for Budweiser. I want to just remind you, as host of Soccer Matters, that nothing goes better together than great friends and Bud Light. Spring is here. Get out on the patio, post up at the pool, or come out to a Dynamo game. Go to the Mexico-Ghana game. Most importantly, grab your friends an ice cold bucket of Bud Lights, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, or any other day of the week. Remember, it's not about the parties. It's about the friends you made along the way. Bud Light, the official beer of Soccer Matters here on ESPN 97.5. Mexico-Ghana, June 28th. Mexican national team returning to Houston. Don't miss this opportunity to see Mexico ahead of the Gold Cup. Tickets now on sale. Ticketmaster.com. They start at $30. Mexico and Ghana. And right now, a quick reminder here. The Houston Dynamo are going to be in action against FC Dallas Friday, June 23rd. Fourth caller right now, you get a pair of tickets to the Dynamo FC Dallas, June 23rd. Fourth caller. Fifth caller, you get a pair of tickets this weekend to see Carly Lloyd, the Houston Dash, taking on the Orlando Pride, and Alex Morgan and Marta. So fourth caller, you get Dynamo tickets. Fifth caller, you get Dash. We'll take a break. It's a Bud Light break.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
Chicharito being harassed. Bradley's going to escape from Herrera. Bradley trying to chip on Chara, and he scores! Michael Bradley!
Welcome back to the show. Quick word here for Liberty Kitchen. What a goal that was for Michael Bradley. That's a goal that will go down in lore between the U.S. and Mexico at Azteca Stadium. A reminder for Liberty Kitchen. They know how to serve it up. Lunch, brunch, and supper. Think of it as modern American comfort food. Liberty Kitchen staples, deviled eggs, fried oysters, cowboy surfers, oysters on the half shell. I love the raw bar. Grilled chops and steaks, ribs and fish. Liberty Kitchen signature cocktails plus cold beer on tap. Now you know why Liberty Kitchen is a regular stop for me. Liberty Kitchen Heights, the Heights location, River Oaks, Garden Oaks, Treehouse, Memorial City. And they got a new concept coming up, and we're going to talk about it next Wednesday because Liberty Kitchen will be in the house. And by the way, near the stadium, the bar to go to, the pub, the place to go is Kings Court, 903 Hutchins. It's in Edo. It's on the corner of Walker and Hutchins. This is a soccer bar. El Bateon hangs out there pre- and post-game for Dynamo games. 13 TVs. Soccer matches, they'll show them all. Premier League, Dynamo, 24 taps, full bar. Go down there, say hello to Jay. Indian British cuisine, rooftop patio. This place has a real soccer pub feel. Go in there, say hello to Jay. It's Kings Court, right adjacent to the stadium. 903 Hutchins on the corner of Walker and Hutchins. As we welcome you back, 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. We're taking your calls on the U.S.-Mexico match. Michael Bradley, Jeff Cameron, I want your thoughts on them. Is Michael Bradley going to finally get the respect he deserves? 713-780-3776. Bruce Arena, tactically, do Did he beat Osorio in this one? I say yes. 713-780-3776 is the number. DeMarcus Beasley, DeAndre Yedlin, doing the game out wide. Chicharito took a hit from Guzan. Kind of wasn't the same the rest of the game. Kellen Acosta getting the start for Bruce Arena and putting in a wonderful effort in midfield, 21 years of age. 713-780-3776. Let's go to Vincent. Vincent, what's on your mind?
Hello, Glenn.
Hello, Vincent.
Yeah, I was just calling because the U.S.-Mexico game, I think the U.S. blew a huge opportunity to win the game.
Yeah, I know. I know you think that because I think I saw social media you let me know that. You think it was a missed opportunity. Tell me why.
Huge. I think, well, first, my first reason is I think they're running out of time to win a meaningful game in qualification because of the World Cup's going to expand. So I think pretty shortly World Cup qualification is going to change in CONCACAF, and I think the game in Azteca will mean less.
That would be sad. That would be sad, wouldn't it?
Yes. Yes. Yes, it would. Second of all, I believe the method of healthy pressure, that's something that you all, well, I'm a longtime listener, you always bring it up.
Correct.
And that the U.S. doesn't feel the pressure to win the game by the media and by the fans. Like, the people were celebrating the tie. The thing is, the U.S. and Mexico, they share a lot of things. Like, if they win down there, do you think they get more corporate money? Because right now, Mexico is poaching corporate money from the U.S. national team. I believe, you know.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anytime you can separate.
Yeah, I don't know the ins and outs of that, Vincent. What I do know is Mexico is partnered with a U.S. company, Soccer United Marketing, and they play their games in the United States because the profit margins are going to be bigger in the U.S. playing all these friendlies. I don't think there's any question. We know that beautifully here in Houston because Houston has become almost a second home, one of a number of second homes in the United States. So it's a very unique situation. It's very different. Going into that game, you don't think the U.S. had pressure to try and produce something there? I certainly do, and I think you have to look at that game as a bit of a one-off. It is a place where there's a lot of challenges.
We all know the challenges playing there, but Costa Rica and Honduras have won there.
Look, I'm waiting for the time when the U.S. wins a meaningful game there as well. And I just want to put what you just presented out, Vincent, because I think it's a good question. Was this a missed opportunity? This is for my listeners, 713-780-3776. This is brought to you by Vincent. Was this a missed opportunity from the United States to take the full 3 points? I think the reason a lot of people are celebrating the draw, and here's why I am, because, number one, I have never seen the U.S., and by the way, the U.S. haven't lost. Mexico hasn't beaten the U.S. since 2009, I believe, in Azteca. So what I saw in Azteca was the most under control, composed, confident U.S. team in what they were doing I have ever seen there. It wasn't cavalier. It wasn't hanging on. It wasn't guys, you know, it wasn't under pressure and being pounded. It was the U.S. managing and controlling and taming Mexico in front of 80,000 people because of their tactical setup and the comfort level that they were in. So that's what struck me as the win-win-win to me, Vincent. I know you wanted the win, but in the end, Chicharito was snuffed out. Arena won the tactical battle. Yes, we didn't take the full 3 points. That would have been the icing on the cake, but for me, this was one of the most composed, mature efforts tactically, emotionally, in all ways that I have ever seen the U.S. play in Azteca. And I'll tell you what, the body blow that Michael Bradley put on Mexico to start the game was a big reason why you got off to a great start. Not only because it was a goal, but the type of goal that he scored, I think was just boom. It knocked Mexico back a little bit. I think the three backs, the three center backs and two wide men, the five across the back also made it very difficult for Mexico. And guess what? The U.S. kept the game in front of them. They did what they had to do in a very tough environment. They got a very big point, And I can tell you, in their locker room and with their coach, this has been a positive, and this is a platform forward, and that's probably all that really matters.
Right. Well, but the truth is that Mexico got out. Mexican national team got out coached that night. The Mexican national team had four players not playing that night. They're probably going to play. Those four players are probably going to
play. Yeah, but don't forget, the U.S. was playing with a lot of new people like Areola. Yeah. They had a 21-year-old in midfield for the first time ever. That's conditioning it. By the way, why don't we celebrate a tactical win for our manager, Bruce Arena, Vincent? Why don't we celebrate a tactical win? Because you know what? A lot of the rest of the world doesn't think we can coach in this country. So why don't we celebrate a tactical win?
We didn't win.
Arena won tactically.
Pressure. Right. Yes. But they didn't win the game.
Well, and, unfortunately, draws are a part of World Cup qualifying.
Right. I understand that. But if they win this game, do you think that they win some sponsorship money or corporate money over at Mexico?
Yeah, that I don't know. They would have made it even better.
Yeah, 20 years ago, a U.S. men's team got a tie, same result, with playing 10 players for like 68 minutes. You know?
Yeah, I remember it, but it wasn't under control, and it was Chris Henderson running around in his white shoes, I remember.
Yeah. Well, you
all right, Vincent, I got your...
I know you got a great show, but I'm just making a point that the U.S. national team needs to feel more healthy pressure, I believe. That's what I think.
Fair enough. Yep. I have no problem with you saying that, and I think, look, that continues to be an issue. That's a huge issue locally here for the Houston Dynamo, I think to their detriment. So your point is taken. We put your question out, and people are responding to it. So thank you very much, Vincent.
All right. Thank you.
Good talking to you. All right, so Vincent says, look, the United States, you know, not enough pressure on them. They should have won this game. Do you agree or disagree? 713-780-3776. Let's go to Dwight. Dwight, what's on your mind tonight? Dwight, you there? Come on, Dwight. Where are you, buddy? Where are you, Dwight? All right, we're having a little trouble. Dwight, stay there. We're going to get to you real quick here. Dwight? Oh, let's go to Cesar. Cesar, and we'll come back to Dwight. Cesar, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, Glenn?
All good.
I wanted to talk about the under-20 World Cup final with, of course, my country, Venezuela, coming up just a little bit short. Great, great, great game against England. I thought the kids played great. I thought, you know, towards the end, those three games where they've had going to extra time to get to the final, they finally wore down on them.
Yeah, I think so. But listen, I think Venezuela opened a tremendous amount of eyes. I think Rafael Dudamel did an incredible job with this young team. Yangel Herrera was one of the top players in the tournament for Venezuela. They lost in the final 1-0, as Cesar said. Excellent player. Plays at New York City FC. He's on loan from Manchester City. I was impressed with a lot of people. I was impressed with Peñaranda, who's on the books at Malaga, Jefferson Soteldo, Ronaldo Peña, Cordoba. I mean, it was an excellent team. Goalkeeper Wilkin Farinas was excellent. Ronald Hernandez. So Venezuela's under 20s. They made an investment in them. They've done some great things. And, you know, look, it was a tournament where they started it off by beating Germany. They went all the way to the final. The second half, I thought they were the better team against England. England, I thought, was the better team in the first half. But wonderful talent throughout this tournament. The U.S., I thought, was excellent as well. They took Venezuela to extra time. And by the way, I thought the competition was kind of messed up because Venezuela had two additional days of rest, which I don't know how that can happen in a short tournament if from a competitive standpoint, you're trying to keep things equal. And that's not taking anything away from Venezuela. So lots of talent everywhere. I had a great time calling those games for Fox, but just a reminder that under 20 World Cups, there's just so much youthful effervescence. It's wonderful.
Yes, and then I also want to talk about the Mexico-USA game.
Yep.
I will say Arena did get the tactics. I think he out-coached Osorio. I think that early goal by Bradley pretty much set the tone for the U.S. We're not afraid of coming to the Azteca in this game and challenging y'all. I thought it was a great spot point. Would have loved the 3 points from them. But you got to take the point and continue on and fighting to qualify.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Cesar, as always. Go Vino.
I'll see you Friday, by the way, Glenn. By the way, I'll see you at the gala.
You got it. Go all Vino right. Tinto. Look forward to seeing you there. And thank you very much for doing that. And I'm appreciative of Cesar going to this event. This is the Red Army Bayou City Blues Sportsman's Dinner. It's Friday night. You can still get tickets, 281-812-4805. In fact, Norman Whiteside, one of the speakers, has landed here in Houston tonight. So he'll be there. He's one of the speakers, played for Manchester United and Sir Alex Ferguson. And then Bobby Tambling of Chelsea. It's Friday, this Friday, 6:30. You can still get tickets, 281-812-4805. It'll be at the DoubleTree downtown. A lot of soccer people are going to be there. And this is all for pediatric cancer, cccfund.org. So I'm going to be there Friday. I'm really excited about this. There's going to be some cancer survivors there. It's a big event. I hope some people can come. It's all for a great cause. Let's keep this going. I believe it's Jose. Jose, what's on your mind? Josh, what's on your mind, Josh?
Hey, Glenn, first of all, I want to tell you guys, y'all's intro song to the show is absolutely awesome. Besides that, I want to say, I feel like USA could have walked out possibly with a win. I felt that the whiff from Bobby Wood could have led us being 2-0 up, which eventually caused the counterattack from Mexico to tie it up. I think there was a lot of good chances from USA. They looked great in the first half. And then definitely I feel like it kind of parked the bus a little bit in the second half.
Yeah, Pulisic had an opportunity. Bradley hit a post. Mexico hit a post. Listen, the Mexico counterattack, as much as Memo Ochoa got chipped, Memo Ochoa made an incredible play as a goalkeeper. And that was basically when he hits via the throw. I can't remember who he hit in midfield, but when he did that, he put a ton of players on the U.S. behind the ball. And the counterattack was wonderful. And everybody that's bagging on DeMarcus Beasley, that's a joke. Okay, he pushed him inside. He went inside. You do need support there. The problem was the U.S. was in transition and trying to recover and running back towards their own goal. Couldn't get set. They couldn't get any pressure. They probably dropped off too deep when they retreated. And let's give credit to Carlos Vela. Two great goals. Vela's goal's a great finish. And there you have it.
As much as I love Kellen Acosta on USA, I, of course I hate him on FCD, but I feel that he should have challenged harder in the midfield that was leading to that counterattack. I feel like maybe even a foul, you know, to stop that counterattack would have been great.
So here's the thing, Josh, and you bring up a wonderful point. If we all went back and broke this play down, there's a number of times where this play could have been killed off. The first one would start with Bobby Wood if he scores, or if Bobby Wood shoots and it goes wide. Right? The counterattack never happened. So you can take your poison. You can pick your element from a coaching point standpoint. You can choose wherever you want, and you can condition it however you want. I'm going to tell you that to pile on DeMarcus Beasley is wrong because the guy went inside. And look, in transition, things happen, and people don't get in the right position. This is what the game's all about. The game's all about getting your opponent out of a team shape and taking advantage of it, and that's what Mexico did. So hats off to Mexico.
Absolutely. No, it was a great game. It definitely inspired me a little bit more. I didn't like the way we were playing a little bit heading into that World Cup qualifier, and this game kind of changed my mind. I liked how smart Bradley was, knowing that in Azteca at that altitude that he can play the ball and knowing that the air is going to lift it up and that he could chip the keeper that far. That was incredible.
I don't think he was measuring the altitude. I think he just made a fantastic play. I think he recognized the goalkeeper off his line. He executed beautifully. He jumps in and you know, wins that pass from Chicharito. Spectacular. And what a way to start the game. What a way. And that's a body blow, you know. It's like a body blow and then a right cross coming in right after it because of the way that goal scored. That's a goal scored with an exclamation point. That's a goal scored with panache. That's a goal that's just like, wow, did we just see that? 80,000 people stunned. And that's a goal that's going down in history, baby.
Yeah, incredible. And then also one more shout out to Tony off Twitter for representing the Dynamo with his Dynamo scarf at Azteca. I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, did I see that? I guess I didn't see that, but Tony, awesome.
I saw you respond on Twitter.
Oh, okay, yeah, then I did see it. Yeah, I see a lot of things I don't remember, you know? It's incredible.
Hey, that's nothing about it. But, hey, man, as always, soccer matters. I appreciate it, Glenn.
You rock, Josh. Thank you very much for the phone call, 713-780-3776. So Vincent called in before. Do you agree with Vincent? Was this a missed opportunity at Azteca? Because, you know, there's a lot of different takes on this result down there. For the most part, I think people are very the one consistent theme I see is that people like the fact that the U.S. were settled, organized, didn't seem under duress in the latter stages of the game, kept the game in front of them, had a great plan from a coach. And, you know, it wasn't dogs of war at the end where people were falling all over the place and balls are ringing off your crossbar. It was a game that you put a collar around Mexico. You tamed them in their house, in their beloved Azteca. 713-780-3776 is the number. 713-780-3776 is the number. I want to tease some Cubo Torres talk here. Here's my interview with Juan Carlos Osorio. I did this about 2 or 3 weeks ago. Right now, Cubo is not in the 23-man Gold Cup roster. He's expected to be added by the 27th. That's what we're hearing now. Here's Juan Carlos Osorio on Dynamo striker Cubo Torres.
He had to adjust to the MLS. Something that I have mentioned in the past. It's a very athletic league, and at first it was difficult for him, like it is for everybody. But now that he has scored 8 goals in 9 games, and he's a very influential player, it only makes us believe that he's good for Mexican football, and we consider him as an important player, and we are keeping an eye on him, and hopefully he will be in one of the 2 squads that will represent Mexico in the next busy summer.
Hopefully he'll represent on the 2 squads. So I think that is likely going to happen. 713-780-3776. We have to remember the Gold Cup rules. They can still make changes up to the 27th. And then after group play, you can add 6 players in a 24-hour span. So you can bring in some heavy guns after group play in the Gold Cup July 7th through 26th. And we actually have some of it here. We got Mexico and Ghana coming up here in Houston. Ticketmaster.com for Mexico-Ghana tickets. The Black Stars are bringing Asamoah Gyan, a number of players. 713-780-3776. Then we got Manchester United against Manchester City coming up in July. That's going to be another incredible moment. You can get your tickets for that at internationalchampionscup.com, and a portion of that will go to the families of the tragedy in Manchester. So did anybody watch last night Panama and Honduras? Guess who scored the goals? Houston Dynamo's Ramel Quioto, Houston Dynamo's Albert Elise. Albert Elise on the counterattack, spectacular counterattack, makes this run central and absolutely is a huge architect in this attack. Starts it at the halfway line, finishes it, and then in the middle of the stadium in Panama, incredible, pulls out the Panther, La Pantherita, and does the Panther crawl in Panama. It was absolutely sick. It's over on Facebook Soccer Matters. Go over there and see it, or Twitter Glenn Davis Sock. It's sick. This is our guy. I say we put a billboard up in Houston. All we have to do is have him in the Pantherita pose, right? Put him in the Pantherita pose. All you got to say is, come see the Panther at BBVA. HoustonDynamo.com. Or you could say, the Houston Zoo is not the only place to see a panther. And all you need is his image up there doing the crawl and HoustonDynamo.com for tickets. I want that billboard up in Houston. I want the La Pantherita billboard up. Who do we got here? Marcelo? Is that who we got? Jose? Michello?
Yeah, right. Hello.
Hey, Michello, what's on your mind, buddy?
Yes, sir. Hey, I was asking about Ibrahimovic coming over here to the MLS to play for the LA Galaxy. How legit is that?
Well, I think it's a let's take a look at the situation, right? He's coming off a serious knee injury. That may make him think about his career a little bit differently. He's older. I do know he likes Los Angeles. I think I once saw him there. He has talked about the States. And I think there is legitimacy to it. There's a number of people kind of talking about it. There's a lot of smoke. So I think it could possibly, it could be a real bet. And, you know, look, if you're LAFC, you're taking a guy that, you know, how's he going to come back from the injury? But you're also going to have a big personality. You're going to have a guy that's going to give you a great quote every day for the press. You're going to have a guy who's going to be on the scene in L.A., and L.A. loves their stars. So, you know what? I'm going to say Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Good shot he ends up at LAFC.
All right. I thought so, too.
All right.
I just wanted to hear your opinion. Hey, thank you much, and I'll enjoy your show.
All right. Thank you very much for listening here tonight. 713-780-3776. Okay, we're going to take a break here. Before we go to break here, a couple of quick mentions here. Moment here for John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm. John and his firm are personal injury attorneys. Going to bring you a personalized approach. It's DaspitLaw.com. 713-322-HURT. It doesn't matter what type of accident you have. We don't want to have accidents, but when we do, we need representation. If your accident is car, boat, motorcycle, industrial, construction, plant, refinery, they're bilingual at Daspit Law Firm as well. The Daspit Law Firm is going to treat your cases as if it's their own. John Daspit, the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com. They're going to work for you 24/7. They're going to fight for your right for compensation. 713-322-HURT. 713-322-4878. And another quick reminder on Mexico Ghana. You get your Mexico Ghana tickets. Come out and see El Tri. Ticketmaster.com. $30 they start at. Mexico Ghana, June 28th at Energy Stadium. And then you got Manchester United and Manchester City. The derby is going to be held here in the U.S. for the first time at Energy Stadium. That's July 20th. Energy Stadium, two of the biggest rivals in all of sports. Portion of the proceeds are going to go to victims and their families. InternationalChampionsCup.com, July 20th. Manchester United, Manchester City at Energy Stadium. Take a break right now. As we go to break, the fourth caller, you got a pair of tickets to the Dynamo FC Dallas. Fifth caller, you got a ticket to the Dash and Orlando Pride this Saturday. Return of Carly Lloyd. We're also going to see down there MARTA. Houston Dash, Orlando Pride. So fourth caller gets Dynamo FC Dallas, and apparently that's selling very, very well. It's going to be a good crowd Friday, June 23rd for that. It's also been that the supporters group ban up in Dallas that's added an edge to the whole rivalry. Why not? Get out there for Dynamo FC Dallas Friday, June 23rd. Get down there. Even if you... are new to soccer, you might just go down there and you might just say, hey, look, it's Houston against Dallas. Got to put a beat down on Dallas. Houston Dash, Orlando Pride, Saturday. So fourth caller, you get a pair of tickets to the Houston Dynamo FC Dallas. Fifth caller, Houston Dash, Orlando Pride. Got great interviews coming up tonight, including FC Dallas and U.S. International, Kellen Acosta. I'm back with more here shortly. We'll take a break.
Listening to Soccer Matters on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Glenn Davis.
All right, welcome back to the show. Quick little bridge here. I always want to thank our supporters when it comes to marketing and promotion. And, of course, my good man Victor Ariza, who helps us with the show. But also our great sponsors. We do appreciate it. So a couple words here. Real Soccer Pub in Edo. It's Kings Court right next to the stadium. Get down there, KingsCourtTexasTX.com. Say hello to Jay. It's a great place to go pre- and post-match, whether it's Dynamo, Gold Cup, it doesn't matter. Also, always a big thank you to John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm, DaspitLaw.com, 713-322-4878. It doesn't matter what type of accident you have, car, boat, motorcycle, Daspit Law Firm is going to assure you they'll treat your case as if it's their own, DaspitLaw.com. Now, tickets for the big games. Mexico and Ghana coming up June 28th. Mexican national team comes back to Houston. Don't miss this. Tickets are $30. Mexico, Ghana. They're on sale at Ticketmaster.com. Then you've got Manchester United and Manchester City. It's been a huge sports year in Houston. It's going to get bigger on the 20th. This is going to be a spectacle at Energy Stadium. 8:30 p.m., Manchester Derby, two of the biggest rivals in all of sports. The tickets are available at internationalchampionscup.com, internationalchampionscup.com. And then tomorrow, we got a sportsman's dinner event. Two legendary players, Norman Whiteside of Manchester United and Northern Ireland, played in the World Cup at 17, and Bobby Tambling, one of the all-time leading scorers for Chelsea, Friday, June 16th. That's this Friday, 6:30 to midnight. Tickets are $135. It's going to be an incredible night. You will not believe the bidding for memorabilia that's down there. All kinds of jerseys. You go to 281-812-4805 to get tickets. Big soccer night down there. I'm looking forward to seeing a bunch of people. I know Cesar, who just called in, is going to be there as well. Mexico, Ghana, Ticketmaster.com for those tickets for June 28th. Manchester United, Manchester City, InternationalChampionsCup.com for tickets to that one. And for Dynamo and Dash, HoustonDynamo.com for the Dynamo against FC Dallas. And then, of course, Houston-Soccer.com for their tickets. And right now, I got a pair of tickets to give away to the Houston Dash right now. Third caller, you've got them. Third caller, tickets to the Houston Dash. We'll take a break. Interviews coming up. Kellen Acosta of the U.S. national team. Naib Moran of ESPN FC. Tom Marshall, ESPN FC. And more to come here, including a special guest.
ESPN 97.5.